An organization of Southeast Alaska leaders wants state officials to re-examine the cruise ship head tax. The Southeast Conference is also asking for a regular state subsidy to the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
During its recent annual meeting, the Southeast Conference heard industry representatives' views on the cruise ship initiative. Speakers blamed the ballot measure's taxes and regulations for next year's ship changes. Several companies are redeploying vessels to other parts of the world, reducing Alaska passenger capacity by about 15%. As a result, the conference passed a resolution calling for the legislature and governor to consider changing the initiative's terms. Executive Director Shelley Wright says tourism-dependent communities want a review.
The initiative has become burdensome to the tourism industry and was just requesting an evaluation of, is it too much? Is it enough? What's the money being used for? Is it being spent properly? And where is it being spent, right, wrong, or indifferent?
The resolution was released after Conference Board President Maxine Thompson signed it at a meeting earlier this month. The voter-approved cruise ship initiative created a $50 passenger fee, stronger wastewater discharge limits, and taxes on corporate income and gambling revenue. Initiative authors defend the measure, saying the global economy is driving route changes. The Southeast Conference also passed a resolution calling for a regular state subsidy for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. That entity provides regular service between Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. The IFA has gotten appropriations through the legislature's capital budget, but General Manager Bruce Jones says it should be in the operating budget.
Being that this is a recurring thing every year, we had started talking with folks at the state and, you know, the Department of Transportation understood our problem, but they didn't want it in their budget. We talked with some folks at the Department of Commerce, Economic Development Division, and they said, well, we'd make room for it in ours. I mean, you're going to have to carry the ball and all that kind of stuff, and we didn't have a problem with that.
The Ferry Authority, a public entity made up of member communities, hopes for between $500,000 and $1 million a year. Jones says that would support island to Ketchikan sailings. Considerably more money would be needed to restart the northern route, which used to connect the island to Petersburg and Wrangell. That service ended because ridership was low. Jones says an operating budget appropriation would help attract other support.
We get some funding from the federal government, and the situation there is that we can't use our fares as match money for that. Our match for that has to come from the state of Alaska.
Another resolution asks the legislature to create a mental health program for veterans living in Southeast. If a new program cannot be provided, the group wants lawmakers to contract for regional service. Wright says the resolutions show interest or concern about an issue, but they don't necessarily mean the start of a major lobbying effort.
The board will meet in a retreat, and we will determine what role Southeast Conference will play in carrying through with these resolutions. Is there legislation that we need to follow? Is this just something that we need to maybe send a letter in support?
The Southeast Conference Board holds its retreat at the end of this month. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.